he found out I was the one that won it, why, he just come right straight down to where Ms. Chass complimented me and said he knew most that I was going to win it because he knew how hard I worked. Well, I let him see it once and asked him had I better have it copied over before I had to get somebody to use a typewriter and type it, you see. Mm-hmm. But I first wrote it in longhand, and I let him see it and ask him about what he thought about it. I thought a lot of him, and he did of me. And he knew, I think he knew all the time that he thought in his mind that I'd win it, but he didn't mm-hmm. tell me so. Till I got it back, and they said that was the best one. And he just come down there congratulating me. And another one of the teachers, Miss Margaret Mosley, and she came here, she come, said, congratulations, and holding out her hand. I said, what about? What have I done to be congratulated? You won the medal, she said. You wrote the best essay.
Did you get excited?
No, not especially. I was glad, of course, for the hard work I'd put in. But not especially excited. And you know where that is? It's in the vault here in Pine Bluff.
It's real gold, then.
Huh?
It's real gold?
Well, my medal and the essay, too, is in the vault. And it's getting so old and dry, I would like to have it typed again for the children to keep and read.
I'd like to see
and
that.
Every once in a while, when I go to the vault, I'll take it out and read it again and wonder how I got that much out to write about monuments. But I did. Grandmother Griffin passed away. Well, I didn't have anything in them but just pictures. I put pictures in. See, there's no place there. And then when I had done the needlepoint on my chairs in the dining room, and then I wanted to put some, well, they said I should have petty point in that. Well, I never could find anything. Even when I got my sister in Cleveland, Ohio, to try to find me some petty point. Small enough to